Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome back to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and you're tuned in to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and every week, this show is here to help you take ownership of your health, strengthen your mind, and build a life that actually feels good to live. Not just on paper, not just for show, but from the inside out. Now, if you've been listening for a while, you know that this isn't just a show I host, this is a mission I live out every day. Because I've been on the other side. I was sick, inflamed, stressed out, disconnected from my body, from my purpose, and honestly, from myself. Crohn's disease forced me to face it all, the damage I was doing through my lifestyle, the mental patterns keeping me stuck, and the habits that weren't serving me. And from that breaking point came a rebuilding process of my body, my mindset, my routine, and the people I surround myself with. And that's what Live Better is about. And today's episode is a perfect reflection of that mission, because it's all about mental clarity, emotional strength, physical resilience, and how we get there in a world that's constantly tries to pull us off the track. So in the first two segments, I'm joined by Jane, a licensed psychologist with over 20 years of experience, and you'll feel it the moment she speaks. There's a calmness in how she carries herself, and that immediate makes you take a breath a little deeper, and she helps you navigate anxiety, panic attacks, trauma, burnout, and emotional dysregulation long before mental health becomes a trending topic. Today, we're going to talk about what's happening right now in the world of psychology, the rise of eco-anxiety, the mental pressures from constant technology, and how social media has shaped the way people see themselves. But we're also going to keep it practical, how to actually calm your nervous system, how to recognize early signs of burnout, and how to create a space in your life for peace. Because in Jane's world, staying calm isn't just a luxury, it's a foundation for clear thinking, emotional stability, and healthy relationships. Then, segment three, we're bringing on a good friend of the show, Alex Marley. He's a coach, he's disciplined, and he's someone who understands that fitness isn't just about the reps, it's about who you become through the process. Alex trains hard, eats clean, but what sets him apart is his mindset. Because it's easy to post motivational quotes, easy to hit the gym when you're hyped, but what the days that you don't feel like doing it are the days that you need to show up for yourself, and that's what matters the most. So whether you're in the season of rebuilding or just trying to keep the momentum going, today's episode is one that's going to speak to you. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly. I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Welcome aboard. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better, the weekly program aimed at providing the best conversations on health and wellness right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're kicking off today's show with someone who's been here before and someone I deeply respect. Jane is a licensed psychologist with over 20 years of experience helping people navigate the mental and emotional struggles that so many of us face but often do not talk about. So Jane's here not only to break down what's going on, but to give us some tools, some real insights and perspectives that help you regulate, reconnect, and maybe even slow down for a little bit. Jane, welcome to Live Better. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you, Blake.
Of course. So I want to jump right into it. Just tell us a little bit about yourself so my audience can get to know you.
Well, let's see. I just started out wanting to get in the field of mental health. I think that mental health along with, you know, physical health go hand in hand, but so many times we think that the physical health is kind of the priority, and understanding that, you know, mental health is really underlying behind a lot of our physical health issues. So, you know, correcting more of the core problem and not just putting a Band-Aid on things. So my job is always challenging. The 20 years have never been boring and never a dull day. And just when I think things are going to be, you know, status quo, something goes in, and, you know, it's always changing, growing, and it's always been a challenge. So
One question, what's the difference? You've been in the game for 20 years. How many more cases of anxiety, depression, panic attacks are you getting more often than you were 20 years ago? Or is there no change at all?
That's a really a good question. It kind of depends on what kind of the field you're in. I would say, and, you know, right now I'm in private practice, so I do see more because of, you know, the area that I'm specialized in or that I've kind of gravitated toward. It just kind of depends on what area of mental health that you kind of are going into. And, but I do believe that anxiety has always been present. It will always be present, but that I think that it's more identified now. And it's not just seen a lot of times, you know, panic was seen in the medical field and not necessarily addressed through the mental health field. So I think that that's important that, you know, and understanding that it's been around, it's always, you know, panic has been there, but now they understand where it's stemming from.
So what's one or a few misconceptions about panic attacks or anxiety that, you know, you wish more people understood, or maybe the people that are having them can do to kind of, you know, regulate it a little bit better?
I absolutely love this question. I'm going to tell you, and I say it probably every day, there is no magic pill. Understanding also, you know, you just, a lot of times people show up at a doctor and just say, I'm having a panic attack, fix it with a pill. And that's, you know, although medication can be helpful, medication and therapy, you know, medication is only 20% effective alone. With therapy, and, you know, it's 80%. And my goal is also to even reduce the medication. Sometimes it can be needed, but also more being able to administer coping mechanisms so that you don't need medication. That, you know, understanding that anxiety is a natural emotion. It is part of who we are. You can't eliminate it or remove it. But if you leave it, deny it, you know, don't address it, it can become crippling. And that's the longer you kind of, you know, push anxiety aside, the more crippling and the more disturbing it can get. And that creates the panic and, you know, it amplifies. So, you know, don't be afraid of anxiety, you know, address it and, you know, become aware of it. That way you can learn how to manage it in your life.
So you said that anxiety is kind of, you know, resides in everybody, and that's true. You know, people get butterflies before they go up on stage or do whatever, talk, but there's a difference between people who get butterflies and people that completely shut down. What's the difference in the outlier in those people?
You know, those kind of things are, they're on the extreme end of it. And I think that that's, when I say that, those are kind of the obvious ones, like, you know, speaking in front of large groups of people or social anxiety. I mean, those are, you know, that's obvious and that's maybe to the extreme. But understanding that, like, anxiety underlies in so many things. It stems from fears, and it stems from, you know, fears growing into, you know, like I said, they can be, you know, like overwhelming. And they start from the in developmental stages. So in understanding that fears can grow into these, you know, I would say like crippling situations, but backing it way back down and addressing it early on, just like anything, the earlier you can detect it, the earlier you can learn some skills, you can have tools to use to help release some of the anxiety, the better off you're going to be. Even teaching these skills as young as kindergartners and different things, that they have a little bit of control in their life so that they can, you know, control the anxiety, and the anxiety doesn't control them.
So I don't know if this is in your field of expertise or anything, but how much of anxiety, panic attacks, depression is really played into genetics, or is it more so environmental factors that people were raised in?
You know, they can't say exactly, but there are genetic, you know, personality traits. Highly intelligent people have high anxiety. You know, they're the ones that are stressing about their grades and, you know, they challenge themselves and they're pushing themselves. So, you know, that is into personality traits, which is a genetic predisposition. But also the environment that they live in, you know, when you have, you know, anxiety in the home, it is recognized and picked up. You know, parents that put exaggerated fears in kids, you know, those become part of their dialogue, part of their narrative. And so, you know, it's difficult, but there is a correlation between both of them, environment and genetic predispositions, because of part of, like, their intelligence and the way they process and think through things. So,
side question a little bit. So is anxiety and OCD the same, or are they different?
They're different. So what happens is anxiety develops into OCD. It's a progressive. So an anxiety, if left untreated, will become OCD, which is a more complex level of anxiety.
So I don't know if you've seen this with your clients or if you're necessarily able to share this, but how big of a role, we got like 60 seconds here, how big of a role has played into clients who fix their food or gut lifestyle and actually focused on food? Have you seen that make a big change in their lives, or is that not really a big factor?
Well, I guess I'm like eating habits. You mean like how if that's helping anxiety?
Yeah. Have you seen any clients necessarily with eating habit changes? You know, with better anxiety or better at managing it?
It can help. You know, eating clean and healthy, I think, is just one way to kind of take control of your life and just kind of reduce, you know, the negative. A lot of times when people aren't clean eating, then they're not taking care of themselves physically or mentally. And so it's just, plus then they're mad at themselves because, you know, eating a donut for breakfast is probably not the best way. And then they're mad at themselves, and it just starts in a negative dialogue, you know, through the whole day or through, you know, so it's more of like a discipline. And, you know, managing anxiety also takes discipline.
Yeah, the reason I asked that is because once I fixed my diet, a lot of my issues with, you know, mental stuff really died down because of that. But we're up against a break here. We're talking to Jane, okay, psychologist, 20 years, and we'll be right back with more after this.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Welcome back to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and we're talking to Jane, a psychologist of 20 years, and somebody who knows their stuff. Jane, I want to start diving into some things that some people might not think of too often. And the first thing is AI. A lot of people tie AI to all good things, but a lot of people are starting to develop anxieties and stress over it. Have you noticed any clients experiencing anxiety tied to AI, technology overload, or maybe people who've experienced AI therapy?
Yes. I do think AI is here. It does create anxiety. I see people like having it affect their current jobs. And, you know, I think AI too, we don't know a lot about it. And anxiety is created because of fears or unknowns. And so if AI is going to affect somebody's job, then it's going to create anxiety. Also AI, is it anybody's job, really? Is it coming at, is it going to replace therapists? I'd like to say not, because, the emotional intelligence and the emotional capabilities of a therapist and the empathetic responses that are needed, can it be a resource and an asset? Absolutely. I think it's generated to can possibly be helpful in some areas, but we've got to incorporate it. Anxiety, AI is anxiety producing just because we don't know the capabilities and if it's going to be replaced. Every human being out there wants to feel valuable. That's a need that we all have. And so I think if AI is making somebody feel unneeded, then it's going to create anxiety.
So you don't really see, chatbots or AI platforms maybe as helpful tools. Do you guys see them more as potentially harmful replacements, straying away from your expertise?
They can be helpful. They're not, they can be a helpful tool, especially if somebody has limited access or is needing a quick intervention of some sort. But as far as replacing actual therapy. I don't believe that it is, you know, equivalent to. I think, you know, part of therapy is understanding verbal emotions and then going into more in-depth emotions that are underneath what's being verbalized or talked about. You know, therapy is designed, you know, to develop emotional maturity, and that is gained through struggles and abilities to overcome difficult things. And so it's a process in understanding that. And I don't know if AI is at that level yet. My job is, you know, shaking people up and forcing them to look at things that they probably would rather avoid. And I don't know that AI is ready to do that yet. So that's my take on the therapist twist, but it is creating anxiety because people don't know what's going to happen to their jobs or their livelihoods or their stability or what is going to, or if it, they could be replaced or if they have a value.
Yeah, I to go back to it a little bit, I think AI is more of a reassuring technology rather than going to call you out for what you may be. Like if you were to ask AI, you know, through all the chats we've talked about, tell me what you think about me. It's only going to name good things. It won't, you know, and this is obviously not the same thing, but it's not going to call you out for maybe all the other flaws that you have, like an actual, you know, psychiatrist would. I guess kind of speaking of current world stuff, you got climate stress out there, people worried about, you know, climate change. You got, you know, maybe wars popping off, stuff like that. Do you get a lot of people that come in very stressed out about that, or that's like a big worry of theirs? And how do you go about reassuring them to make them feel comfortable?
Yes, I actually do. I get people that, you know, it's almost a daily topic as far as, you know, world events and, you know, trying to assure somebody through, you know, at my stage of the game, I have some wisdom so I can provide, you know, change through years and how to accommodate. And the other is just, you know, kind of controlling what you can control in your life now, not looking at it, you know, in this humongous like picture, and really getting down to what and how it's impacting them directly or will, and helping ease some of that, not seeing their fears so exaggerated, and but it is something to be fearful of. And so, you know, really helping them compartmentalize those as, you know, as something and what they can manage and what they cannot manage.
So, I mean, you mentioned kind of being in the moment, controlling what you can control. How do you advise someone to go that route? I mean, I know that's a big thing, is people do not live in the moment. Everyone's looking in the past or in the future. How do you advise someone? What tips do you give them to kind of ground themselves?
You've got to get them to, you know, understand like the direct impact or the direct response it's having or impacting their life at that moment, or what area it's going to affect, and then, you know, start dissecting it from that point, and the impact it'll have. You know, it's bringing them into, you know, the present and being mindful of, you know, what's happening in the here and now, because you can't have fears of what's going to happen, you know, a month from now. Because that's, you know, those will be too big. So really just focusing on, you know, how is this affecting me currently, if it is, and how, and what I need to do to not have it affect me, or to not have it have a negative effect in the here and now.
So how do you go about keeping yourself grounded, especially with all these people telling you their worries and their stresses? I mean, I'd imagine that has to stress you out a little bit as well. How do you keep yourself grounded and, you know, being able to show up for work every day to hear these things that could also maybe be traumatic as well?
Right. And what has kept me being able to do this for so long, because if you don't practice being balanced, you know, you got to practice what you preach, but you also have to stay balanced in you know, your reactions to and focusing on, you know, keeping your life, you know, in the balance as well. You know, it's essential that you have self-care and that you, you know, do all of the things that you're telling yourself, you know, that you're encouraging your, you know, patients to do. And, you know, if you don't practice that, you won't last in this field. You'll be burnt out. So it's very important that you have a healthy balance and that you do focus on the here and now and the present and how it's going to affect directly. And you have emotional intelligence and, you know, emotional maturity, and that you address feelings and, you know, do all of the things and the skills that, you know, you're encouraging patients to do. It's essential.
Jane, you're awesome. Thank you so much for coming on. If you want to shout anything else out, shout it out. But I appreciate you taking your time to come on here.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me. I always enjoy it.
Of course. You guys are listening to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back with some more right after this with Alex Marley.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you build in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's teen driver discount and get a break from the brake. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now.
America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center. and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Welcome back to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and you're tuned into the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I got Alex Marley joining me, a trainer in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Alex, you've been on before, and I loved your takes, not just on fitness, but on mindset. Today, I want to get a little deeper into how movement shapes our mind and how you keep your edge. So, Marley, Alex, how you doing?
Man, how's it going, Blake? Excited to be here. Thanks for having me on again.
Of course, brother. So before we jump into it, just tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're about.
Yeah, man, like you said, you summed it up. I'm a personal trainer right now. I've been a wellness coach for about close to 15 years and spent some time in the corporate world, but dedicated myself to health and wellness and trying to be a resource to help those advance their lives forward in the realm of mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, and physical health.
Is there any big things that you're working on right now or things that are driving you?
Yeah, actually right now, man, I've been, over the course of the past 10 years, been going through deep diving on a lot of study, a lot of self-study on self-love, mental health, breath work, mindset, and right now working on putting together a book and hopefully have it released towards the end of the year.
Oh, that's awesome. I'll have to have you on again before you release that book. Is it about self-love, I'm assuming?
Yes, sir.
And why is that so important to you? I know a lot of people lack self-love, and you know it's pretty easy to tell when somebody lacks self-love, whether it's through kind of through their body. You know, they don't show their body love, you know, how they treat themselves. Why is that so important to you, and how did you kind of figure out that's kind of a big thing in your life?
You know, it kind of gets down to the root, and a lot of times self-love can be very broad, and I think it's been a popular topic over the past 3-4 years, especially after COVID and quarantine. Everybody just had some time to isolate and really deep dive and take a look at things, what really matters internally once the world externally slowed down. So I think it highlighted the fact of, you know, outside of just the general stimulation and what we tend to soothe ourselves with as far as having fun and what we value as far as our identity on the external factor, we really got to look on the inside and see, you know, how do we really feel about ourselves on the internal factor. And I think it's the root cause of a lot of happiness. And I know a lot of people are looking for just peace, you know, a lot of times peace of mind. And I think if you get down to the foundational components of what inhibits a peaceful mind, a peaceful state of being, a lot of times it's down to the heart of the matter of how we feel about ourselves, how we view ourselves, some of the circumstances that we've overcome or had to endure through life, through upbringing, through different relationships, and through different components and different events that's happened in our lives, and just rewiring how we look at those things and how they shaped us in an optimistic, positive view so that we can view ourselves in a positive light, so that we can kind of start to take steps towards maintaining that constant, consistent state of well-being as far as having that peace of mind. So that's why it's important to me, man. But to me, it really starts with self-love, how we view ourselves.
I love that. And when I think of mindset, I always think of you. I remember when you used to sit down with me like 3 years ago and, you know, kind of teach me about mindset and talk to me. And one thing that I learned about you is, to me, it seems like you have a pretty unconquerable mind. Why is it so important to have a mindset that is unbreaking? And how do you go about building one of those?
You know, it's interesting. I was actually just sitting back, and I appreciate the words and what you just shared about me, man. And I'm glad that you were able to receive that from our few encounters that we've had in the past. But I realized something about myself, man. Sometimes you can hit your version of rock bottom, or you can feel like your back is pinned against the wall. And there's certain type of people, you know, there's certain type of people who build a home down there at rock bottom, or certain type of people that lights a fire to propel them to get up and take action and to really take pivotal you know, action towards changing their lives. And I just realized that I'm someone who, when I feel like the chips are against me or my back is pinned against the wall, it lights a fire. You know, adversity really fuels me into action. It propels me into action. And I think that that came from an upbringing of being raised, nothing was really good enough. You know what I mean? It didn't matter what you did, how good you did, everything. It was always an opportunity. I was raised with a gap versus a gain type of approach. And so it really made me kind of grow up with this feeling of not necessarily feeling good enough, you know, and you don't really know how you can absorb that and how you can identify yourself with that. It's just kind of a being, and you become an adult, and then you govern yourself by the same way, and you start to just pick holes in yourself. And so my mindset, I had to bulletproof it, you know what I mean, because it doesn't matter what happens to you. It doesn't matter what you've been through. It doesn't matter the mistakes you've made. You know, how you feel about yourself, how you view yourself, is all about how you respond to what happens to you. And so I really kind of outlined the value of who I am as an individual based on how I respond to things. And so it really helps me take that bulletproof approach to when things happen to me in life, which things happen to everybody, right? You're going to go through deaths in the family. You're going to go through unfortunate events, unfortunate circumstances. That's just the way that it is. We're all very blessed to still be here and have another opportunity at it. But if we can always think about, how am I going to respond? What is the good I can take from this? What is the gain I can take from this, not just the gap? I think that will help mold a very solid mindset to where we're constantly learning lessons and laying the next brick and strengthening ourselves and growing each step of the way through adversity, through hardship, so that eventually we can become better and better and better and better and not just allow life to lean on you. You know what I mean? So I would say, yeah, adversity, man, just kind of and facing it. You know, facing those demons, facing those challenges, not running from them. You know, sometimes running from them feels good in the moment, but it feels terrible, you know, in the long term and how we view ourselves. So going through the painful moments and the sacrifice of actually standing toe-to-toe with those challenges, standing toe-to-toe with those fears and actually conquering them and walking down that alleyway and walking through those shadows and getting to the other side, it just builds a confidence in your spirit that just lasts. You know what I mean? No matter what you go through. So that's what I would say it would be.
That's fire word. You got me a little bit fired up right now. So man, do you think that having, because I know you mentioned earlier on in that, you know, what you said was you had this feeling of not feeling enough, but it seems like it drove you further as well, from what I understood. Do you think, and I don't know if you'd consider this a toxic mindset, but maybe not feeling enough is a toxic mindset, or if I haven't accomplished this yet, I'm not good enough. Do you think those can be good mindsets because of the outcome it can bring you? Or do you think having a mindset like that in general is always going to hold you down?
You know, I think I always look at I always look at people who have achieved great success in the material sense, meaning like they've achieved a lot of money. Say, you know, that's what we think is highly successful, millions and billions of dollars. And you study these people, you read their books, and you pay attention to something, and they can go to their grave and still be very unsatisfied, still be very unhappy, even though they have externally, you know, acquired some things that most people on the outside looking in would mean, hey, man, well, you have nothing to be upset about. But that lets you know that it's a foundational thing of how you view yourself. And so, yes, you can use it as a tool to allow you to acquire and to obtain things, right, externally. But until you really understand, like, and you look at yourself and you look at yourself as enough, just as it stands today, like if you had 24 hours to live, you can't take none of that with you. And so, yes, it can be used as a tool to obtain things. But when we're sitting alone by ourselves in our room, staring in the mirror of who we are and who we view ourselves, it really doesn't hold a lot of weight as far as making us feel good when we're constantly picking ourselves apart, looking at what's missing versus what we are. And so it just depends on what approach you want to take with it. And if you're actually looking to build your esteem, build the value that you have in yourself, just as your name, you know, your first and last name. My name's Alex Marley. How do I feel about him? Not just what he has achieved, right? So when it comes to that, I think that it can be a deterrent from that, because if we just always have that gap mentality, then we're always going to pick ourselves apart. No matter what we get, it's not going to be enough. We got to get the next. We got to get the next. We got to get the next. Really good in the material sense. Really good in the material realm. Really good for acquisition, but not so good for self-love and healing. So it just depends on what spectrum and what area in your life you want to strengthen.
I don't know if you already, you know, you kind of explained this, but how do you stay content but also stay hungry? I guess not content, but, you know, satisfied with yourself if an outcome, a certain outcome doesn't happen, but staying hungry at the same time. Like, right, you're writing your book, you're getting it done, right? You're hungry, but you are satisfied with yourself and who you are. How do you balance that?
Man, I think it's the constant... this constant battle not to get distracted from authenticity. And I think that if we're walking in alignment with who we authentically are, outside of paying bills, of course, right? We live in the time to where you need to make a certain amount of money. You need to obtain and acquire a certain amount of financial foundation in order not to create alternative problems, which is going to rattle your world. But I think outside of that, man, it's important to stay balanced and to have a broad scope of who you are, right, authentically. And I think a lot of times we're not certain of who we are because we're not taught who we are. We're not taught personality assessments. We're not taught about the unique things that make us different, the unique things that make us valuable. We're not taught that. We're taught how to go and obtain into the marketplace. And so when you spend time and really understand who you are and start to enjoy and love that person and accept that person, and you start to heal some of the things that's happened to you in the past so that you can be proud of that person, I think once you get to there, then you can operate in an authentic state. And I think when you're operating in authenticity, then you have a lot more peace regardless of what you're doing and the outcome, right? I think a lot of times when we're not certain about who we are, we attach to the outcome of things. Like, I need to do this and achieve this in order to feel good, to feel valuable. And if you don't get this and do that, then you feel like you're less. But if you can put yourself in a state to where you know who you are, you're confident in who you are, you're proud of who you are, and you understand that this life is a gift, and just the fact that you get the opportunity to live it, and it's a blessing to be inspired to want to do something, right, regardless of what that is. You can look at the monks. They have a whole philosophy of just living and experiencing life, and they find happiness and joy in that and having less and simplicity. And then you have, you know, the other component of great wealth, right? And it should be a lot of happiness and joy in that. But we can look at the two different side to side, and we're talking about spiritual happiness and peace. And a lot of times you can be very wealthy but not still have that peace. And it doesn't make sense, but I think that if we start to pay attention and study the different components of what true happiness and joy is and authenticity is and what we really are here on this earth to do and to be, I think we'll get closer to understanding that balance. But nobody has the answers, you know, but that's just my best take on it.
So a lot of people are not authentic to themselves or don't really know their authenticity or, I guess, how to tap into that. Because for so long, you know, they do what they think their boss wants them to do, what their parents want them to do, or, you know, they blend in with what their friends are doing. How do you kind of dial back into that? Is it reconnecting with nature? Is it, you know, taking time to yourself? How do you rediscover that?
1,000%, man. You know, and a lot of times you feel like things that don't generate income are non-essential and not important. And I think we've had enough sample size of seeing that just constantly focused on making a dollar is not fulfillment, right? It'll pay the bills, keep the lights on, create beautiful experiences for you and build you a nice home, but it doesn't always equal happiness and peace and joy and abundant mindset. And so for me, getting back to the little things that I took for granted that I thought weren't important, that I thought were insignificant, like playing my music because I'm a musician at heart, right? And thinking that that's not important kind of hindered myself, right? Just focusing on work and focusing on money, you get lost in this life, right? And then you need therapy and you need all these type of things. But getting out in nature to, like you said, man, and just being still and getting back into the things that make me feel unique and authentic to me, which is music, which is art, drawing, sketching, writing, even writing a book, right, that makes me feel purposeful. If I feel like I'm a giver, right, even opportunities to where I may be physically and emotionally drained, but somebody needs to talk to me and just needs me to share a word with them, I've learned that taking the time, even as a drained person, to share a word and help them move forward, I get off and then I'm recharged. And I'm like, wow, okay, I have to start paying attention to the things that recharge my battery and not get lost in trying to compare what those things are, because it's not about the comparison, because that's when we get off track. It's really just
about, hey, Alex, I got to cut you off there. I love that. Hey, shout your Instagram out really quick.
My man, you can find me at Wisdom, WXYSDOM.
Awesome. I'll catch you guys right after this with more. Thank you, Alex.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Thank you guys for tuning in to Live Better today on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. A huge thank you to Jane for kicking things off with such a grounded insight. With over 20 years of experience in psychology, she reminded us that calm is something we can build, not just something we have to wait around for in a world that's constantly overstimulating us. Notifications, comparisons, information overload. It's easy to lose that inner quiet, but learn how to regulate it, how to pause it, how to create space inside our own minds. That's the work that changes everything. And I believe that what Jane shared about AI today was kind of eye-opening. I seen a few things on my Instagram on ads about, you know, $5 AI therapists, but I don't think anything will ever hit as close to home as a real psychologist. Then we had Alex hop on, give us some wisdom, and shout out to him. His Instagram is WXYSDOM. Super encouraging guy. Love his insights. So thank you to him. And yeah, so if this episode moved you, share it, send it to someone. We're on Apple Podcast, and we'll see you guys next week around this time. Until then, keep choosing better.